Hello and welcome to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. I promise you, I'll be back. Didn't I tell you? North Carolina. This is the Last Show Podcast. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm the host of the show. You can follow the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Also, go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. That's K-O-R-T-N-E-Y-ShaneWilliams.com. You can get all of the episodes there. This is episode, I think, 230. So you can get all the episodes there. Instagram and Twitter is at Courtney Shane, K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, Shane. And you can check me out there. Thanks to everybody that came to my show last night. If you came out to the show, thank you for everybody that came. That was dope in Seattle. Fantastic. Also, make sure you check out where I'm performing at next. I don't think I have anything until like end of May, late June. So I'll update you that when we get closer to that. But right now, we're starting the show, and let's start it here. All right, LeBron James, look, man. Until further notice, it's Kang to you. K-A-N-G. Kang. It ain't really that hard. You know, every once in a while, I give you a little education, but there's nothing that, until further notice, Kang. Somebody asked you who's going to win the game. It's Kang. Who's Kang? He playing today? Kang. Until further notice, Toronto Raptors. Really? You believe that? And by the way, and you know what? It was Nick Wright, I think, dude worked for Fox. You know, dude's, you know, he's a little too much of a stand for me. But one thing he said is true. And y'all better not do this. You better not. All you people, and by all you people, I mean everybody I saw that was talking about, oh, the 76ers are coming. Stephen A. Smith? 76ers going to the NBA Finals. Ain't that what you said? Oh, 76, they come. Oh, Toronto, they got no chance. They gonna lose to the Pacers. Don't you dare. In 2 weeks, don't you dare say the Eastern Conference is weak. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, because I know that's next. It's Kang. That's what it is. K-I-N-G. Exclamation point, asterisk mark, pound at sign. Kang. LeBron James. I don't know if he's the greatest ever. But he sure fits the description. That's all I got to say. Now, of course, Cavs are going to the NBA Finals and probably going to get the doors blown off. But we'll reassess things then. Still going to be Kang, you know? Like my Uncle Clarence once said. He was playing his son his pool. He said, yeah, you know, I beat him all the time. He goes, oh, I beat you the other day. He said, hey, every once in a while, you got to let them win or else they'll stop playing. That is what it is when it comes to the game. Every once in a while, you got to lose the NBA Finals. Now, when you get up to 6 or 7 losses, but that's just to keep it competitive, ladies and gentlemen. That's just to keep it competitive. The Cavaliers are on their way to sweeping the Toronto Raptors. And by the way, if you didn't watch the game last night, DeMar DeRozan got benched. And Larry Drew. What's the new Drew? What's the name of the Casey? Dwayne Casey? He got fired last night. Now you didn't see it because they didn't show that part on TV. But after the game, he said we got one game left. And by we, he meant I got one game left. Dwayne Casey got fired last night because if you don't know how contracts work, see, DeMar DeRozan's making like $160 million. And like Dwayne Casey's making like 3. And like DeMar DeRozan, he was the only one that didn't play. And Dwayne Casey coached. So Dwayne Casey is going to get fired. And Dwayne Casey, there'll be a job open in Cleveland. So just make sure you get your application updated. Because Dan Gilbert, he tends to like, you know, black coaches that fail in the playoffs. So you'll fit right in with what he's looking for. Either a black coach that fails or David Blatt. It's a weird thing to get the job for the Cavaliers. And hey, you know, and LeBron may like you. And even if he doesn't like you, doesn't actually, if the LeBron doesn't like you, you probably have a better chance of getting a job. He just wants to antagonize the old man. But it's Kang. K-A-N-G. And to any of you other farmers want to know, you want my cornbread, it's going to be consequences and repercussions. You want my cornbread, you got to get the taste out of your mouth. This is the Last Show Podcast. My name is Courtney Shane Williams, and it's called The Last Show because this may be it.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was.
Hello, we are back. New Slave by Kanye West. That's right, it was a choice, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know until Kanye educated me. By the way, that Kanye, Anybody that listened to the show for any length of time knows that, you know, I had an affinity. And I said had an affinity. I mean, this is my Dwayne Casey position. Like, you know, I've been fired. Had an affinity for Kanye. And Kanye, you know, yeah. I haven't felt this way. This is like almost like LeBron. Not even when LeBron made the decision. Because even when he made the decision, I was like, yeah, that dude was cold. And then I'd still like watch all the games. Like, this is like more depressing. This is like if Michael Jackson was sleeping with kids in the bed right now. Like, that's how icky it would be. I mean, he did it, don't get me wrong. But I mean, if he was doing it right now, then, you know, it'd be different because, you know, everybody, you know, I don't know. Camera phones, I don't know what it is. Kanye West, though. So Kanye West obviously made waves. Y'all know what the news is right now. That man said slavery was a choice. It's so funny how, like, every other thing he said was not that ridiculous. Like, when you would think what you snatching your the microphone out of the hands of a white girl would have really sent waves off through the community. But no, we were all there. Like, you know, he's right about that. Beyonce did have the best video, and, you know, so bad she had it coming. I'm sorry about that. I mean, it just is what it is. You thought when he tear up a backstage room, you thought the Kim Kardashian thing would make people be like, eh, I don't know about that. Call me, bro. Our kids don't even play together. You thought coming at Jay-Z, right? You thought that would be it. Nah, dog. Slavery was a choice. Let me tell you something. I think they're talking about gay people. That's the third rail. The fourth rail is rarely ever seen. That's slavery was a choice. I didn't know. Slavery was a choice is the fourth rail. You didn't even see Trump tweet about that. Like, Trump was like, whoa, you're on your own, Kanye. Appreciate the support, dog. That whole slavery was a choice. I'm going to let you roll with that one. So I'm not going to retread territory that's already been tread. Enough. I only commented like one time on Facebook. Somebody posted something trying to explain Kanye. He said, see, what he was trying to say is your mind's been enslaved and you're conditioned. I'm like, hey, dog, you sound like an idiot. Stop trying to explain this dude. This dude is on medication. You're trying to explain the ramblings of a crazy person. Literally, clinically crazy person. Like you're trying to explain what is this? One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest. What is that? What's his name? Chief? You're trying to explain Chief, man. That dude ain't well. Stop it. You know, like if Kanye wasn't rich, like he'd be the dude in the middle of the street, you know, tap dancing under the overpass. Not that is anything wrong with that. But you're not taking advice from that dude. And you're definitely not trying to split. See, the reason he has his drawers on outside of his pants is that he's not going to be limited by just what's underneath his clothes. It's over the clothes. It's just important. It's underneath the clothes. No! Stop trying to explain this fool. You know what? Like, when you stop explaining it, it makes your day a whole lot better. Like, I haven't even thought about Kanye West. I just completely forgot everything. And then slavery was a choice. That's obviously bogus, okay? They didn't even try to escape. Dude, you ain't never heard of Nat Turner? The dude ended up dead. People tried to escape. I mean, there was a choice. I did write that. I wrote it on the Facebook. I said there was a choice. The choice was die in slavery, die trying to escape slavery, or escape slavery with absolutely nothing. That's a hell of a choice. Those were the choices. If people want a Harriet Tubman and put her on a 20. You ever seen Harriet Tubman's face? Does that look like a choice to you? She looks like she has been beating down. That is called oppression, ladies and gentlemen. That is what the project looks like. Harriet Tubman's face. No one chooses mass incarceration and all these other things. So let's get past that and Kanye West being bogus. This is a bigger question. And something that actually I thought was interesting, it actually got brought up a while ago when I think it was like R. Kelly. Like, you know what I mean? That's the fifth rail, by the way. holding women hostage in your house. Like, that's the fifth rail. You know what I mean? Yeah, just a refresher. Third rail, gay people. Fourth rail, slavery was a choice. Fifth rail, holding people hostage. R. Kelly, and the big thing, R. Kelly, and then, you know, and married to Aaliyah when she was like 13 or 14 or 15 or 16 or 17 or 18. Covered all my bases right there. So, you know, the Pied Piper don't come looking for me. But what is the responsibility when it comes to like your relationship with an artist? There is a relationship there, which is something that has to be acknowledged, right? So let's say hypothetically, you're a fan of my comedy or my podcast or career or writing. Like, what is my responsibility to you? I would say my responsibility is zero. Like, I'm not responsible for anything that I do to you as an artist. I'm responsible to my family, to myself as a man, and for my beliefs. Your job is to be discerning as to where you would invest your money, your time, your energy, your support, and whatever, things like that, right? So if you found out that, you know, I mean, I was, you know, keeping women hostage in my house, you'd be like, ooh, dude's funny, but, you know, not really a fan of him anymore. And you move on with life. So if that is also, if that is true, though, what is the scale? Obviously, there's a tipping point for everybody that may necessarily be, that may be different than the next person next to you. Like, there may be some people that be like, you know, I can't listen to James Brown because James Brown just beat his woman. Some people be like, oh, I didn't know that, but, you know, the songs are jamming. So you go from there. Some people, like some people, actually were the victims of Michael Jackson. Allegedly. Some people had children there. Some people didn't. Some people had their children go there and they didn't have a bad experience. And they love Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson saved their kid's life or whatever, but some people didn't have that experience. So what is it there? So there's not a blanket thing. But it had me thinking. It had me thinking this. What is the responsibility exactly? Do we have to all think alike? If your artist doesn't think what you think, does that mean you can't be a fan of him? Honestly, like if Donald Trump had bars, does that mean you couldn't listen to Trump's records? You know what I mean? Well, everybody watched The Apprentice, right? But at that time, you didn't know he was a scumbag grabbing women by the crotch. You didn't know that. But now you know. Does that mean that The Apprentice wasn't good? Does that mean that you don't enjoy that anymore? I'm not telling you how to think, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just asking you if you would like to think. What does it mean? Like, what is it? And is there a point where you become so reprehensible that nothing you do after that matters? And is that point something that's not necessarily criminal? So obviously, if you're, you know, if you're not Jeffrey Dahmer, but the other Charles Manson. Like, Charles Manson, I think he wrote, like, a couple songs for the Beatles or something like that. Like, Charles Manson has, like, you Google Charles Manson. Like, Charles Manson, he was, but Charles Manson was also cutting people up. Like, so, outside of something criminal, like, is there a line where everybody would say, like, that's enough. Enough is enough. Kanye West has reached that line for me. That's just the line he reached. I'm not going to say I never listened to another Kanye record. I mean, that'd be preposterous. I mean, I could say it, but it'd be a complete lie. I'm not saying that. But, it'd be the same feeling like, you know, anytime Seems Like I'm Ready comes on. Like, I don't have the same feelings I used to have when 12 Play comes on. It's always in the back of my mind. I'm like, eh. It's kind of like a Woody Allen movie. Like, you don't have the same thing, you know, no matter how much you like Woody Allen, I mean, you still think this is dude married his daughter, right? That's a little icky. You know what I mean? It's a little icky. And I must say, you know, that is the sixth rail, by the way. Marrying your daughter, that's creepy. You know what I mean? But so what's the line? And do we all have to think alike? That is the thing I want to know. And Kanye West said he's inspiring free thinking. And you know what? I actually watched an interview with T.I. T.I. was on The Breakfast Club. And it was actually a good interview. Because the interview started with them asking T.I., hey, what about your new music? Hey, what about Hustle Gang? But acting like they don't know what the hell happened 2 days ago. And then the next 45 minutes was just, what's going on with Kanye West? And the interview was very interesting, dude. He said, yo, I saw it. I hit him up. He goes, and dude, he just went, he goes, he did say a couple things that was crazy. He's like, going to Kanye West, it's like a compound. Like, you got to go in, and he goes, there's a security guard, you get scanned, like, all this. And then he goes, you go to the room, and we're waiting. He goes, and I said, hey, man, what's up with the hat, dog? He goes, they just asked him. He goes, and he goes, to a couple things stood out about the interview. He goes, number one, he knows nothing about Donald Trump. Zero. Which makes you even more of a jackass, by the way, when you try to defend Kanye West. He knows nothing about what he's doing. This is the babblings of a crazy person. He knows nothing about Donald Trump or his politics. He asked about the magma. Asked about the hat. He goes, you know, I wore the hat because the hat symbolizes a dude that no one had thought anything of. And then T.I. said, well, what do you think about his travel ban? He said, travel ban? Kanye West doesn't live in the world you live in, dude. He doesn't live in those worlds. These things don't affect him at all. Him wearing that hat and everybody getting upset, Kanye West had a great day as far as that goes. He didn't think about that. He said, I wear the hat because Donald Trump was a dude that wasn't supposed to make it in the environment that he made it. And I see myself in Donald Trump. Which, there's something to be said for that. Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a dude that just straight went up and just turned over tables. And now he's the president of the United States. That's all he thought about. That's it. That is it. He knows nothing. He actually said, I just started watching CNN this week. That's what he said. Not to say you have to watch CNN, but just saying this dude wore a hat supported. That was Donald Trump's slogan in the way he got elected. You could say white supremacy, the whole nine. Well, not you cannot say white supremacy. It is white supremacy, but that's the way he got elected. And he admires that part of the whole thing. That was interesting. The other interesting part of the interview is that T.I. was like, the death of his mother still severely affects him, like a whole lot. He said a whole lot. He don't really talk about it, but a whole lot. That's another thing. The other thing is, if you watch the TMZ video, he also said, Kanye West said he's on all kind of pills, whatever, and he got liposuction. It's very interesting that he would get liposuction when his mother passed away from complications from a tummy tuck. Now, there's other things that came out where it wasn't the tummy tuck and it was other medication, whatnot. But the bottom line is, if you believe your mom passed away underneath the knife and you would go under the knife for liposuction, it's weird. So there's a lot of contradictions inside of what this dude is thinking, feeling, acting, saying, whatever it may be. So the idea that he would say something coherent and if you disagree with it, that means that you would never listen to him again, or what is your line when it comes to that? Furthermore, do you want to know all that about your artist? Do you want to know? Do you want to know that's the way it wrote? Do you want to know what the Dixie Chicks thinks? Do you really want to know? Do you want to know what Jay Leno or T.I. or do you want to know what they think? Do you want to know Killer Mike is all about that gun life? Like, is it going to make you, you know, upset when you find out Killer Mike is all about the NRA? Like, does it really matter? Can you think differently than someone and still roll with someone? Me personally, I can. So I don't mind. Conservative, Democrat, whatever you are, just treat people the right way. That's really the bottom line. And we got to just call a spade a spade. A spade is a spade. Saying slavery was a choice is disgusting, grotesque. It's an insult to everyone. I mean, to everyone, it's a complete insult, and it's the babblings of a crazy person. And you just got to say it's a crazy person. Donald Trump is a white supremacist. That is what he is. It's facts, it's facts. I don't roll with Donald Trump. Period. Even if the record is jamming, like, I'm good. I'm good. There's somebody else that said something one time, and I'm like, I'm cool. Like, Louis C.K. going to be on tour pretty soon. Like, it's going to happen. And I'm pretty sure the show's going to be sold out. So I don't think people roll with that. I mean, but comedians say stuff and do stuff or whatever, which brings me to this point. What was the point? Oh, I don't want to want everybody in. I don't want everybody to think like me. I don't want everybody to be responsible. Kanye West has a responsibility. Why? I don't want you to be responsible, man. I don't want to live in a world where everybody's responsible. I don't want Kanye West being any more responsible for me than I'm responsible for, what is it, Northwest or Southwest, whatever his kid's name is. I don't want to be any more responsible for anybody next to the person. Like, I don't want all this responsibility. I don't want anybody leaning on him for this understanding. If you don't know what I'm talking about exactly, watch Dave Chappelle's For What It's Worth. One of the greatest pieces of stand-up comedy ever. What's the responsibility? It's like one of the bits he talks about when 9/11 happened and then the news was like, hey, let's go talk to Ja Rule to get... Who cares what Ja Rule thinks, dog? Who cares? Who cares what Kanye West thinks, dog? Think for yourself. And if that dude is a moron, you just got to hit him with that, the late, great Charlie Murphy. Moron, cuz. That dude's a moron. And it's Kang until further notice. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you for tuning into the show. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. I did. Next year, I should talk about it. I should have talked about this show. But I'm gonna be in Bumper Shoot, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're in Seattle, Washington, it's Labor Day weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm still running my normal show. So my Saturday night show in Seattle at Naked City Brewery is still happening. And I'm going to be there. So I'm going to do the Bumper Shoot shows. And by the way, I can announce it on this podcast because I negotiated it in my contract. That's right. You could barely read my name on the poster. And I had negotiation power. Right, I walked into that month like Fleetwood Mac. I negotiated. So you can see me on. You can see me. I might even do a live podcast. Who knows? You know what I mean? I don't know if we'll have enough time. But you can check me out Labor Day weekend. I'll be at Bumper Shoot. Go to my Instagram at Courtney Shane. I posted details and stuff like that there. And thanks for your support. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. Share with your friends, please. It's the Last Show Podcast. Take it easy. Peace.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
You can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, begin to taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, God. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
Hasta luego.